Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome. Sit back and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I am so privileged today, as are all of you, because we have in our presence Dr. Richard R. Ely. Richard is a transformation agent for small business owners, and he's here today to tell us about how he got that tremendous title and became known for helping business owners all over, and a little bit about his journey along the way. So, Richard, welcome.
Thank you, Vicki. Good to be with you today.
I was wondering if you could start by telling us, what is your vision? What is your vision out there for yourself, your work, and what you would hope that that might help make the world look like?
Well, thank you for a great question. And I think to begin that process, I have to go back, as I have been giving consideration for our conversation, to as long as I can remember. My passion is and has been for people. You got to see that I'm older than dirt, number one. In fact, I'm so old, Vicki, that I can remember when you used to use the phone to talk to people as we are today. And I've been involved in people's lives in one way or another for as long as I can remember. It started even when I was a teen working at the YMCA in Michigan. And I was offered to have my college pay for if I would promise to come back and work at the Y. Now, I didn't follow that through, but that certainly was the beginning of my involvement working with people. And in my whole process as a therapist for around 20 years, working with people's problems and then becoming aware of a different process when I went to Salt Lake City, Utah in 2003 and became certified with Franklin Covey as a certified Franklin Covey coach. That began my journey, and in my process of the developmental issues, I began to work on vision. And I don't think vision is a one-step catch-all that is there without some other foundational elements that have to be placed, from my point of view, into the working process of developing a vision.
Well, you know, that's so interesting. Tell us a little bit more about that process. What does that look like?
Well, so in 2003, after being there in Salt Lake City for a week, they said, oh, you are now a certified life coach with Franklin Covey. And I said, well, that sounds good. But I began to work with different coaches, and I hired a coach, and we began talking. And in our conversations, he said, you know what, Doc? He said, I don't think you're a life coach. And I said, wait a minute. I said, I paid a lot of money to become a life coach. He says, no, he says, in your conversations working with your clients, you sound more like a leadership coach. And I said, well, that sounds pretty good. Can I charge more for that? and so we continued to do that process. And as I was working with individuals, managers, individuals, just in every phase of life, I then started to work with small business owners. Well, then I said, well, how about becoming an executive coach? And so I started to do that and started charging more. And then I landed on the whole context of being a small business owner coach. I worked with small business owners. I worked with individuals. I worked with staffs all through the business. But I worked with them to help them develop a vision for their business as I had to develop a vision for my business. And I started out with what I felt was the most foundational part, and that was the developmental of my values. I think it's critical that everybody has values. In fact, I think it's so critical that I usually tell people out of that bestseller years ago, The Leadership Challenge, you probably are aware of that.
Right.
The authors said this. They said, shared values make an enormous difference to organizational and personal vitality. Research confirms that firms with strong corporate cultural based on a foundation of shared values outperform other firms by a huge margin. Their revenue grew 4 times faster, their rate of job creation was 7 times higher, their stock price grew 12 times faster, and their profit performance was 750% higher. Well, as I looked at that, I said, boy, foundation then for me in my own personal life as well as my professional life and any small business that I work with, values are a foundation, a criteria for me to go on to the rest of that, which then after values manifest, and that is to write out how I am going to live my values out. These are habits, Vicki, not goals, but they're habits. What I'm going to do over and over and over again every single day to live my values out. And then I learned a great process, and that was after I had my values and manifesto, I needed a mission statement. You know, there's a lot of small business owners. There's a lot of individuals who desire to have a vision but have no idea where they're going, where they're headed. And a mission statement is very critical in that process. So I'll just tell you, in that whole makeup, my working with a great coach, I came to my mission statement, which is inspiring people, illuminating their passion, and that focuses in then on my vision. Everything that I do centers around, has the centrality, if you would, around that mission statement, inspiring people, illuminating their passions.
That is really, really powerful. So when you look at this, how do you think that could change the world? If that really caught on and that's where people were coming from, what would that look like?
Well, what I believe that would do is that would give direction and purpose to people's lives. Too often what happens in our life is that we don't have a purpose, we don't have a vision, and therefore somebody else comes along, infiltrates our mind, which that is the transformational system, is changing my mind, changing that direction. But if I am solid in knowing what my values are, my manifesto, my mission statement, then other people can't come in and try to develop my life. If I have no meaning to life, other people are going to give it to me. But if I will function with ease and with this, I work with families and I put that criteria together. And so as children grow up, they grow up in a household that has values, manifesto, a mission statement. And so when they're confronted with something, they line that up to those three major elements, and then they can say, no, I can't do that because it doesn't line up with my life. If I have that done, then I can then change the world because I know where I'm going, how I need to get there through my vision, and I can process it and put it into steps, which are my goals, and then I have the criteria to make it a functional process in all that I do, all that I participate in, everything that I am going to do for the rest of my life. That's why I think, Vicki, it's so important that I understand that whole, again, I'm going to sell you something because of my background with Franklin Covey, and that is Stephen Covey wrote a book, and I'm sure you're very familiar with it, The 7 Habits of Effective People.
Oh, yes.
Well, that describes very succinctly the process that I'm talking about. And he said there in one of those habits, begin with the end in mind. And, you know, there's several critical elements to those six words. First, I have to begin. That's the starting point. Secondly, with the end, where do you want to finish? And as we focus on doing a vision, we focus on these other things, where do I want to be 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now? I was working with a client just the other day, and we've been working together since about 2007, 2008. And, you know, he's a builder, and he went through some real problems in 2008, but he's kept his head above water. And this year, he's back on target to be making somewhere between $3 and $5 million, getting out of the rut of what was 2008, still trying to process that. And so he's doing that, keeping the end in mind, where he wants to finish. And we often overlook the third part, and that is in mind. The mind is the place where any vision is created. For individuals to own the vision, it must be a creation of their own mind, not someone else's. So I look at it this way. If I take my values and I add my manifesto, the habits of what I'm going to live out, I put a mission statement to that, I put my goals in that, plus the transformation of my mind, that equals vision.
That is so beautiful, and again, so powerful too. So before you got on the path where your vision was really clear, I'm sure that you hit some roadblocks and some challenges. Can you share with us exactly what that looked like for you?
Sure. Vicki, for almost 20 years, I was a therapist. And being a therapist and working with people, I found out over those 20 years, I was working with people's problems. And I sometimes got into a rut. And most people say, well, what's a rut? Well, it's a grave with the ends cut out or punched out. And it became a sort of a mindset of just going through routine after routine after routine of trying to help people through their problems. But in 2003, when I went to Salt Lake City, you know, Vicki, I was just really freed up at that point in time to see life in a whole different venue. And instead of working with people's problems, I began to work with their possibilities. And there's a huge, vast difference in working with people's problems. And Vicki, not to say that therapy, there isn't a place for that, and there isn't a place for clinical issues and all of that, but I was personally just freed up because now I have the freedom to work with people's possibilities. And there is a great vast, from my standpoint, a great vast difference between the two, because it's like people who are living in the here and now, the island of that here and now, and wanting to get to the island of possibility. Well, you know, I have a boat that I can help get them from the island of the here and now to the island of the possibility. And it just has been a great freeing process, freeing of my own heart, my own mind, my own transformation, because there were so many roadblocks that I faced in saying, well, I don't know if I can actually do that. And it was sort of a living out of what I was hearing as I developed in people's problems and doing therapy with them, that I struggled oft times saying, well, I don't know if I can do that, because I kept hearing from my clients they couldn't do that. They couldn't get there. They didn't know how. And so 2003 was a real illumination for me of changing that whole purpose and direction of my life.
Wow, that, again, is so incredibly powerful. And it's just wonderful to realize that when you opened yourself up that way, you also opened up the opportunity for so many people that you work with and that you contribute to that now are better able to contribute to our world. It's a beautiful thing. So
it begins to free people up as well. And,
yes.
And when I am free, and here's what I ask people, because vision, Vicki, comes out of dreams. And so I ask my clients that they take an hour once a week and just dream. Dreaming is a great freeing up exercise to give some direction and purpose, because that says, answers that question, what if? And it also helps me understand the identity of who I am and why I'm here. And when I can solidify those things, I have great appreciation for what's out there in life and what is available for me to accomplish, and I can just keep going on and on and on. So it's a great opportunity.
So tell me something. What do you advise people who are having trouble dreaming? Maybe this is not a normal state for them, and they're having trouble even getting started with the kind of visualization process to create dreams.
Well, that's a great question. I think as a coach, and there's all great coaches, they are involved in asking questions, because coaching is not about me as a coach, but it's about individuals and their life. And to be in a process, people need to be energized and have some fluid life, because questions. And so, you know, questions that would be good to ask is, you know, what makes a person happy? And they can be dreaming about those things. So what are things that make them happy or contented or satisfied? What would define a good job for them? What would your good kids look like? What would kids look like, you know? And what would you like to be the boss of? I think that's always a great question. People can really dream on that. And why would you like to retire early? Yeah, I've got to admit, Vicki, there's a lot of people that I work with that haven't even come to the factors of even talking about what their retirement is going to look like. Now, you got to understand, I'm retired, but because I have a passion for people and I want to help them, I still have a client list that I still meet with because I want to help them, but I can retire early as well. What would being rich mean to you? And so there's a lot of questions that can formulate somebody who's never really given thought to this, that they can sit and dream by having questions and envision what those answers might be. And another opportunity that they could have that would help them just do some dreaming, that is to sit down with a piece of paper and say, okay, so if in fact you're thinking about retirement, then look out to those 5, 10 years yet to come, 20 years, and at that retirement party, you're going to have a family member, you're going to have a fellow worker, you're going to have a community leader, you're going to have somebody from maybe your church or whatever it might be, they're going to get up there and say something really special about you. What would you like them to say about you? Well, as I begin to dream about that, that begins to bring me back into the fold of beginning to work what my vision might look like.
That is so helpful, so unbelievably helpful. And I think, you know, the idea of being able to begin that, for people who may have more experience at dreaming, how do you help them discern how they really define their vision? They may have lots of visions or real expanded vision and get confused about what path to take. How do you help them streamline that and define that?
Well, let me give you what I use with my clients and as I work with them. And you know, 6 dimensions of a vision. And I think if people will follow these and work with a coach or an accountability person, because, Vicki, accountability is so critical. In fact, before I give you those 6 dimensions, let me just mention to you accountability. Accountability is probably one of the most critical elements of life development. The American Society of Training and Development conducted a research project into the probability of an individual completing a goal based on the actions that they related to it. And here are their findings. If I, as an individual, hear an idea, and that's the action I'm going to take, I just hear an idea, the probability of that completion is 10%. But if the action taken is number 2, if I consciously decide to adopt an idea, my probability of completion is 25%. Number three in the action taken is if I decide when to act on the idea, the probability of completion goes up to 40%. Fourthly, if I design a plan to act on the idea, probability of completion goes up to 50%. Fifth, if I make a commitment to another person to implement the plan, the probability of completion goes up to 65%. And Vicki, number six, if I have a specific accountability appointment with another person related to implementing that plan, the probability of that completion goes up to 95%. That's the whole issue. If I live in a vacuum, Vicki, chances are I'm going to get the same things that I've always gotten because I constantly do the same things I've always done. And if I don't work that through, as much as you and I sit here and talk about all of these ramifications of vision and values and manifestos and mission statements, if I don't find someone to help me in the process, chances are real good, by and large, that I'm not going to be any better off than when I first came up with the idea. So let me go back to those six dimensions of a vision that's going to help lead individuals closer to their fulfillment. The first one is imaginable. It must paint a picture in your mind. Aristotle said this, and I really like this, the soul never thinks without a mental picture. So to create your vision, create a mental picture. The second part is desirable. It must be something that you want for your life and not always what someone else wants. I mentioned that earlier. And if I don't work these elements out, then somebody else is going to create that picture for me. So I must feel satisfaction as I move toward my vision. It's got to be desirable. Next, it needs to be feasible. Your vision must be attainable and realistic for you. It's going to be hard to be the next Michael Jordan if I'm 5'4", non-athletic, and 45 years old. So it's got to be feasible. Number four, it's got to be focused. It must be clear enough that you will know when you are on course and when you are not. It has to be flexible, number five, and at the same time, it must be general enough to allow alternative responses in light of changing conditions. Life is curly, and when it's curly, I've got to be flexible, and I may have to come back in. And this is the reason that I've got to set those 5, 10, 15, 20-year goals. Actually, my 1, 3, 5, and in 3 years, I can do a midstream correction so I evaluate where I'm going, so it has to be enough flexibility in it that I can change some direction of where I'm going. And your last one, number six, is you must be able to communicate your vision. It can be explained in a short period of time. By communicating your vision, you invite people to join with you or to at least be more understanding when you go in a different direction. And so when I think of my vision, I go back to my mission statement, inspiring people, illuminating their passion. Vicki, everything that I do centers around that. That augments my vision, my desire to accomplish working with people, helping them be self-directed, self-motivated, self-accomplishing. And with that, they then become functional because they begin to live out their vision.
That is so, so powerful. No question about it. So time has just flown with you. Could you please share with us maybe the URL of a website where people could connect with you and tap into more of your wisdom?
They can. They can come to www.richardeley.com.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Richard. It's just been such a pleasure spending time with you today.
Thank you. It's been my joy, and I appreciate your time. I appreciate your willingness to have me on with you. And I just appreciate everything you're doing to help me in my process for my fulfillment of inspiring people, illuminating their passion.
Thank you so much, Richard. Okay, and thanks everyone for being with us today. If you would like to discover more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcast and communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com, and have a fabulous week.